right now. Or take us, take us, take us to the places where we've never been before. How we look, how we look, how we love you, how we love you. We wanna sing it from the deepest part of our hearts, the deepest part of our hearts, the deepest parts of our hearts. How we love you. How we love you. How we love you. Where the river takes us.
Thank you. robos ikerirea shantamonokusketre. I see your burning fiery heart, God. I see it, Father. I see your heart for this new generation, God, for these young ones that you are raising up, for which you've been waiting for so long to do with them, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, just lead us into that passionate, prophetic moment right now of decreeing and releasing your ways and your plans, God, your heart's desires right now. Holy Spirit, thank you so much. Thank you so much, God, that this generation is so different. This new breed is completely different, God. They can be tapped in into your heart. They can feel your heartbeat, God. Be full of courage and freedom, God, knowing and understanding what it really looks like, what true mature life looks like in you, Jesus, what it looks like to bring your kingdom of heaven on this earth, God. Thank you so much for raising up the strong leaders, God. Leaders, females and males, God, with your hearts of motherhood, fatherhood, God. Thank you so much that you are bringing healing into this generation, God. Restoration, a manifest glory that has never been seen before on this earth, God. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit. Pour it out right now. I ask that you pour out your mercy and your grace over this congregation, God, over this state and over our nation, God. I ask that you really lead us and guide us with that mercy and grace that you bestow on us every day. Holy Spirit, let every heart right now tap into you and start releasing your ways, God. Start releasing your mysteries, your plans. Horalaria socorolo bositara le miria santa corolibirio sucurolo borea santra eria sequeria sapapapareo sotro. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for the purity, God. Thank you so much for the freedom of purity, that we can be free by being pure hearted, God, that we can truly be free from this earth, God, from these earthly things that always come and try to take over us, our attention, who we are, our identities. Thank you so much for that courageous heart that you are bestowing upon this congregation, upon these youth leaders that you are raising up in this place, God. Full of courage, full of freedom, God, full of passion and fire, God. Oh, truly knowing who they are in your name, truly knowing their identities and destinies, Papa. Ha, that they was revealed by you, Jesus. You personally, and nobody can tell them otherwise. I just want to release that. I want to decree and declare that, God, that you are releasing a remnant of unity, God, in this place, a remnant of truly a unison and a family that will stand together no matter what and march where you take us, Holy One. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit, for the strength that you provide and you breathe into our lungs. For the clear vision that you bestow on us, God. Thank you so much that we really live by your supernatural ways, Lord, that they are natural to us and that they are common sense to us. That's the only way we see and understand, is by your moral understanding and by your principles, God. The way you want us to live, that's the way we live, God, that we can truly reflect your image and your face on this earth. I just ask that you lead us deeper, God, that you take us deeper into understanding that same passion and compassion that you walked in, Jesus. You had compassion on humans, God. You see how weak we are, how much short we fall every single time. You had compassion and love towards us. You stopped every time. Thank you so much that we can be carriers of your name, Jesus Christ, our victorious King, our Master. Oh, I just release the vibrations of your kingdom in this place, God, the vibrations that will affect this community, God, that will affect this state. That's what it looks like, God. Our love expressed towards you, God, it changes cities, it changes everything around us. We just express our adoration towards you, Jesus. We love you. We hungry to see you, God, in everything that we are, in every area of our lives. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you bring sensitivity into every heart, into every young person's heart right now, so they can start making covenants with you in the areas that they need it so much. So they can truly be driven by you, Holy Spirit, by your wisdom and understanding, in purity and righteousness, God. Corralara che si carolo bossintra la momo robo si carale beria sintana mano lasciata robo schietra la batora la badara la la la. I ask that you set on fire young people, God, in this congregation and in this place. Set their hearts on fire, burning for you, not knowing what's going on with them, God. That they literally start losing their minds when it comes to the things of this world, God. They can completely go after you day in and day out. Just grow in you, dedicate their lives towards you, make you, Jesus Christ, as the foundation of everything that they are. They can be deeply rooted in you and on your word, God, on your promises to them. In Jesus' mighty name right now, I just release your heart's desire in this congregation and in this state right now, in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, go right now. Lay them burdens. Lay them burdens, God. The need of servants' hearts, God. How much our world and our communities are in need of your heart being released through us, God. It's not a selfish thing, God. It's really being obedient and submissive to you, Holy. And just being a vessel and overflowing in everything that you are, God, and becoming one with you year after year, falling in deeper love with you, God, and in oneness with you, that we can truly be the one that you are, God. Your image, your holiness, your love expressed through us in different ways. Same God, same Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this new breed that you are releasing, that you are activating, God. That we have no shame, God. That we have no fears in our hearts. That if you say it, we go and we do it. I just release your protection over your children, God, that are maturing right now and that are really growing into understanding your heart. I just release protection over them, your angels, in every area of their lives, so they will not be deceived by the small little things that are just worthless. I just release your blood over them right now. Oh, completely surround them right now. Surrender them, Holy Spirit. Cocoon them. Let them mature, God, in your protection, in your love, and in your belly. Flow, Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit. Without you, we can't do it. With you, we can do all things. I'm so excited and I am so happy to you that you are in our lives and everything that you do with us, God, through us and around us. You are always on the move and you are always changing lives, God, by small little details with everybody that comes into contact with us. Thank you so much for that. That is the atmosphere that makes it all happen, God. That it's your presence in our lives and around us that makes it all happen. It's not us. We can just be normal humans with humble hearts, knowing what we are without you, living life passionately, going after it, because life is a gift. Oh, Papa, release this fire that's in your heart right now. Release it by little flames right now and start igniting your little ones, God, in this room, everyone that hears me and everybody that will ever hear me. Oh, this prayer, start igniting their hearts, God. Let that little ignition of fire, God, be a revelation of who they are in you. A revelation of who you are for them, God. A revelation of what life looks like and what kingdom of heaven should look like and how it should be manifested in their lives on this earth, Jesus. Quero loco sambanario son troco rolo boshika tarle basutra liberia santara la caria setra. I decree and declare right now the opportunity of full-time ministries to be arising in this ministry and in this house. I decree and declare right now wisdom and understanding to come forth to leadership in Jesus' mighty name. I decree and declare fruitfulness and multiplication. Quiero loco sapatareleta santarelo sipataroloco schietra la mamante. Thank you so much, God, that you are truly raising up a remnant, a tribe and a remnant in this region, in this state, God, that will set and change this community, God, and it will spread into the nation, showing your image of what you look like. We hungry for you, Jesus. We will never settle for less. That's not what we're called for. Quiero loco scapataria santa manara le berio shokoro la bossicara la mama mama sea. I just release this fire, God. A restoration of vision into each life. Clear understanding, God. Papa, thank you so much, God, that you are raising up these young people that are already mature, God, that they don't have to go through one decade, two decades of maturing, God, that they already are mature and they can step clearly into the responsibility that you are putting on their lives, God, and they are saying yes to you, not being afraid, because knowing that you're going to be there every single time. Holy Spirit, release your heart right now. Release your heart, the heart of passion, the heart of love, the heart of freedom. Start birthing right now, holy. Eternity is right at the end of time. The veil has been broken. I ask that you take us to the depths of your heart and understanding of who we are and who you are, God. Take us, our perspective in our hearts and our positioning for life, God, into eternity, so we can operate out of that moment, so we can build our principles and morality, God, seated next to you, seated on a third heaven, God, and truly start operating out of that place. Take us there, Holy One. Prepare our hearts, God, in righteousness and in purity, in wisdom and understanding, in strength and courage. And take us there so we can operate, we can be standing right there by you, and we can truly release and live on this earth, God, out of a completely different dimension, God, than where we are right now, that the enemy can have no access towards us. I just release that over young people right now. I just release that unique and special divine encounter where they will never be the same. They will never be the same. They will always crave you. You will always be on their minds. they will always be driven by your passion and your heart. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit, for your faithfulness, for your love and your care for us, for your mercy and grace.
Greater love, oh, let me. мир говорит нам о любви, но это не является любовью. Извращенное название, уродливое название. Ты единственный, кто так высоко, так громко заявил о том, что есть любовь.
Верни нас в это место.
viața.
Thank you.
каждого из нас эту безумную любовь к Тебе. Безумную любовь по Твоему месту, по Твоему присутствию, по Твоим детям. Подними эту любовь по тем, кто еще не знает Тебя, по тем, кто находится рядом с нами сегодня. Бог, просто пропитай нас любовью. Потому что все дары, все голоса не умолкнут. И они не имеют смысла. Они звенящие монеты. Они звенящие монеты. Если мы не умеем любить, если мы не имеем этой любви.
Thank you.
God is so good. Ladies, can you turn on the lights, please? I want to do something right now. I want to pray for young people. I really, you know, as a father of youth, I do have the authority. More? Yeah, all of them. Because I want to see them all. you guys, to the young people, everybody, I just ask that you open up your hearts right now and hear. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, in that category, a little bit bigger. You guys, find God's promises in your life. Go into His Word and find those promises. And no matter what, hold on to them. It's a huge thing because a lot of you guys are battling with loneliness. You don't know how to deal with it. And you just go what the enemy gives you and promises you. You guys don't know how to deal with depression. You guys don't know how to deal with these simple little things. And I really want to encourage right now for you guys, don't give up. You guys, like, your time right now, if you're single, it doesn't matter, you know, if you're 8. I know you guys can hear me. If you're 10, if you're 13, go into the Word of God. Seek out His promises, what He tells you in your heart, how good He is and what He really promised for Israel in the New Testament, and what who our God is and who we believe. Because when loneliness comes, when depression comes, when suicide comes, when all this negative hell comes, you guys will be able to defeat it. Because you will stand and hold on to the promises of God with all that you guys are. For parents right now, if you guys see a young person near you, can you guys just surrender them and pray with protection, with God's wisdom, that God can mature them to be strong, you know, warriors? Because this generation needs that. Obviously, I'll be blunt. As parents, we have not done our jobs for a lot of, like, for, we haven't really put in the sacrifice time to be by their sides, to invest God's wisdom and understanding and His ways and promises. And now they're struggling, a lot of them. I just want for God's mercy and grace to be upon this house and our lives, and for them to truly be protected by God, that they can find God's promises and they can hold on to them, because I know how big it is. They will be able to be successful in what God promised them and in their identities. They can release the kingdom of heaven through whatever they are in character and in gifting and whatnot. So you guys, please, right now, parents, find just, you know, teenagers, kids, and pray protection over them. Pray God's love over them. And if you see, start prophesying over them. And I just want to pray with everybody as well on that. I just want to release protection over them. And I want to release clarity of identity and destiny into their hearts, so they can hold on to God's promises with all that they are for the rest of their days when they're on this planet. And they can manifest for what purpose they were created to be on this earth. I want to see them arise by my side. I want to see them arise into our communities and into our nation. You know, the ones with really true father hearts and mother hearts, they can bring healing to this messed up generation. Let's do it, please, you guys, as family. Moria santa mocoro la bossoto ro loco shiko ro lo bossinta manoro ro loco shita botoro le catanda manare area santa monoco sitra compata manare care o sonto manoro ro loco shiki prapatandora la 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 la. Thank you guys. Combaro loco shita manoro ro loco sketra. Holy Spirit, thank you so much. Thank you for really giving me the position of a shepherd, God. Thank you so much for letting me understand the authority and power that I carry in your name. I just release your protection right now over their lives, over their hearts, God, over their futures. I just ask that you release your angels. I just ask that you release your mercy and your grace, God, that they can overcome every fear, every lonely part and place that they enter into, that they can overcome anything and everything that comes their way, God. They can learn with your wisdom those situations and those circumstances. They can come out of it victorious, God, and they can serve as testimony of who you are, Jesus Christ. That your name can grow, that your name can be spread on this world, God, and that your kingdom grows in their lives and through us. I just covered them. I covered their lives with your blood, God. That no matter what kind of lies and deception enter into their hearts or minds, God, that they can be annulled and freed of it, that they can truly grab on to you, Jesus. Grab on into your promises and they can keep on going forward. I just release your purity into their hearts, God. I just release your righteousness into their hearts, God. I release your wisdom and understanding in their ways and everything that they do, God, and everything that they get exposed to. I ask that you release courage into their hearts, God, to face and say no when something needs to be shut down, God. Build them strong personalities, God. Build them as your sons and your daughters. In Jesus' name, God, awaken their hearts to truly conquer land for you, God. They're representatives. Representatives, God, of your kingdom. I just ask for full freedom right now to enter into their hearts of where they're at right now. For all lies of loneliness, depression, suicide, not being, feeling unworthy or not having enough attention. Whatever it looks like, I just command you to go right now in Jesus' name. I just release healing into their hearts, into their minds. Move upon their hearts right now, Holy Spirit. Love on them. Minister to them. Lead them into a deeper, intimate place with you. Oneness with you, God. One heartbeat with you. Thank you so much that is an amen, God, and that is done. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit.
Teach them personally, Jesus. Teach them, reveal yourself to them. Wrap them in your love. Cover them with your love, with your love. Reveal yourself to them. Oh, captivate their hearts with your love. More and more. Oh, release their destinies into their lives, Lord. Oh, speak to them through dreams and visions.
Release
dreams
it,
and visions.
Release
encounters
it.
With you, God.
That they will know that they know.
Encounters.
They know.
Encounters.
Who they are.
Encounters with you, Jesus.
Who you are, God.
With you, Jesus. Дай им просыпаться посреди ночи и слышать твой голос, как
солнце. О,
зови, влеки их, влеки их, зови их, зови их, говори их к судьбу, в их сердца, влеки их, влеки их, Бог, влеки их, Бог. Прики, прики, прики.
Everybody that can hear me right now, for young people, you guys are not missed. Papa thinks of each and every one of you all the time. I promise you on that. And another thing I really want to say from the bottom of my heart, the future is yours. We can't do it without you, you guys. So there is a certain responsibility, yes, but you guys understand that we need you.
we need to work together. We need you, you know, every single young person. We love you guys. We can't cover so much, but we really love you guys. Thank you so much for coming out. You guys have a blessed weekend, and I think life changes in the small little details of life. You guys don't miss those opportunities every single day. They're everywhere. Don't miss them. It's amazing how much you can change somebody's lives with a small little sentence or a hug or whatever it looks like. Thank you, you guys. Good night.